Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Slide, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not close. While all the other brands are taking time off, trying to figure out what they're going to do in the fall, we're building our bank accounts to get ready for the fall. My hat today, a tip of the cap to Kevin Durant, who continues to be the softest superstar in the history of the NBA, and probably end up with the Phoenix Suns. Now, before we look forward, we must look back. And even on slow days at the brand, we're still winning like at an 80% clip. This is ridiculous. Straight show yesterday. 4-1 in our straight picks. Jim Brewers couldn't complete the comeback, but a 4-1 day, not bad. Then on Early Edge in 5, me, Johnny, and Prop Stars, we go 2-1. So collectively, 6-2 on a slow day. We'll take that any day of the week. So many people active in the chat this morning. Thank you. While you're over there, go ahead and hit that like button for me. It helps the show grow, and it helps us go right to the absolute top. What else does that? Well, having the best cappers in the world does that. Let's bring in the stars of the show and look at this today on a Friday. First and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, the penthouse level. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Busy day today. A lot of baseball. Got day baseball. A lot of Wimbledon action. Just a beautiful day. Let's get to it.
No, let's get to it is right. In addition to Wimbledon, we've got PFL tonight. ESPN Plus. I'll be there doing all the bets. PFL picks in our afternoon show as well. UFC 276 in your feed right now. We did the show yesterday. We've got you covered. We also have you covered with the WNBA. I don't see any more tweets. Because we brought in our guy, Calvin Wetzel. Calvin, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, guys. We also got a great WNBA slate tonight, and we got an ESPN game tomorrow, a big one between the Mercury and the Sky, so I'm fired up for the weekend.
And apparently at Casa del Wetzel, the lawn crew has been working this morning, so you know how the big palatial estate needs to be cut every now and then. And finally, he is our heartbeat. He started the show. He was here day one. He is the maestro. Larry Hartstein, good morning, sir. Happy July.
Oh, yeah. Happy July 1st. Good morning, everyone. The Brewers teased me in the ninth last night, down 8-4. They score three. They get 2 on, 2 out. I thought my streak was going to keep going on Sportsline. I was going for 7 in a row. It did not happen. I want to start it again. And, Coach, I hope you can bounce back from that 2-0 day that you had yesterday. It's kind of beneath you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a slow day. I mean, I actually did bet that Brewers game live. I bet Brewers plus 2.5 and Brewers over 9.5. So I cashed two plays on that game. I was cool with it. But I understand where you're coming from, Maestro. And I'm going to come right back to you. Let's do it. Storylines could affect the betting lines today. And I wear this cap as a joke, and I joke about Kevin Durant, but there is no joking about what he will do to the odds depending on where he lands. Maestro, you're up first.
Yeah, he shook up the odds big time yesterday by requesting the trade. Of course, the Heat and the Suns believed to be the front runners. The Suns, to me, can offer the best package. And we're talking about Ayton. We're talking about possibly Bridges, whereas the Heat could offer Hero and a bunch of draft picks. But look at the Lakers from 22-1 all the way down to 10-1. I'm not sure that there's anything that they can do that would entice the Nets. The Nets are in a good position. You know, they can get a great return because he's locked up for 4 more years at $194 million. He's entering his age 34 season though. So I just think, you know, and he's going on his fourth team. I don't know. I think his legacy is sort of diminishing as the years go on.
There's no question about that. And plus I saw a bunch of reports yesterday, most of them from ESPN saying, oh, he's right in his prime. He's still playing great, but he's not in his prime. He's still playing great, but I think the Suns have all the draft picks they can send back. So there's a lot of rules that go into these big time trades. So it's not as easy as just send them to a team. Thank you for that storyline, Maestro. Now, there was a big season debut last night that many of you may have missed, but it will definitely have an effect on the odds moving forward in the WNBA. Calvin Wetzel, what do you got?
Yo, Tiffany Hayes came back for the Dream last night in a big way. She's been out for so long, I think a lot of people maybe even forgot that she was on the Dream, but she's like a 10-year veteran, consistent scorer, averaged around 15 points a game each of the last several years, 40% from deep last year. Came back last night and helped the Dream win outright as 5.5-point underdogs, 21 points, 4 of 6 from deep. Made sure we don't forget anymore that she is on the Dream. The Dream had a great run in May, were one of the best teams to bet on. They really faltered in June in the last few weeks, but they also got Erica Wheeler back from a few game absence the game before. She hit the game tying 3 last night to send it to overtime. So I think the Dream are going to start another run here with those teams, with those players back. They're basically fully healthy now. I would start riding the Dream heading into July.
Man, every time you say that, all I think is it was all a dream. Oh, man. Oh, so great. Thank you, Calvin. Can't wait for that bet coming up that I'm quite certain will be a WNBA pick. Now, as many of you know that have become faithful followers of the brand, you know that we look deeper and we look at different angles. But one of the angles that's always important, especially in July when the weather is crazy all over this incredible country of ours, it's very, very important. M Square, you're up.
Yeah, it's a crazy day in terms of weather, starting with Boston on the road at Chicago, minus 20% in terms of home run hitting. A lot of weather issues here, storms firing up, could be delays in that one. St. Louis on the road at Philly, the big spot of the day was Chicago yesterday, very similar today, but in Philly, plus 25% home run hitting, plus 20% run scoring. Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, plus 10% across the board. Texas on the road against the Mets, plus 15% home run hitting, plus 20% run scoring. New York Yankees on the road at Cleveland. Heavy rain here. This one is really close. The storm, if it hits, it's going to postpone this game. If it misses by 5-6 miles, they will play it just fine. So you're going to have to watch that one this afternoon. Atlanta, Cincinnati, chance of delays here. Little risky on starting pitchers in terms of betting overs on strikeout props. Kansas City, Detroit, chance of postponed game in this one as well. Just a matter of where the storm hits later this afternoon.
Damn. We have a rule here at the Early Edge. We don't talk to each other before the show. We don't want to taint any of our picks. So I literally write down this stuff as we're going. So I would encourage you at home to do the same thing. It doesn't matter if we're on the show or at home. This stuff matters. Oh, let's go. All right, let's get into our board because we are absolutely on fire. How hot are we right now? 88 and 48 since last Monday, 30 games above the said Mendoza line. So today, before we get to that, we got to take a little break because we've grown so big, we got to pay those pesky little bills. So here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. All right, it's time for our board today. And if you are not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing? Simulations. You get all these cappers right here. You may even get me thrown in a little bit, but you get all of it for $10 a month. That's it. And today, two big plays from Sportsline and our Sims. We're going to go Brewers. Scored more runs in 9 straight, or scored 4 or more runs, excuse me, in 9 straight. So we're going to go Brewers team total over 3.5. Yes, a little juicy, but Calvin Wetzel, sometimes, oh, I can't do that today. He's got his lawn crew out there. See, sometimes you can't do it. So also, two plays I mentioned, we're going to go Blue Jays team total over 3.5. Also a little juicy. This is how confident we are in these two plays that we would give them out with that kind of juice. Now, as Mikey said, we've got a little bit of days baseball, but one of the big things that he's focused on is Wimbledon. They start like at 3 a.m. here in the States. So there is urgency. So on this Friday, oh, when we've got PFL. We've got UFC. We've got baseball. We've got it all. So M squared, you know the drill, son. Oh, it feels so good to do this when everybody else is sitting on their ass. Not us. Give it to me.
All right, let's head back to Wimbledon, another tennis play here. And it pains me to bet against Carlos Alcaraz, as this kid has made me more money than any individual player, team, et cetera, over really the last decade already. That's how good he's been. We're taking Oscar Ott, though, +1.5 sets, +135. Love the plus money price here. Also on your sportsbook, it might be listed as player to win 2 sets. Alcaraz can still win the match. He'll have to do it in 5, and we can cash this bet. But I love Oscar Ott here. Just a big serve. He's a true grass court specialist. Alcaraz definitely weaker on grass than the other surfaces. While he is the more talented player, he's going to be pushed by Oscar Ott. I love that Ott is so fresh coming into this one. He lost just 4 total games in his first set, and then didn't even play a full set in the second round, as the opponent was a walkover, absolutely rested and incredibly fresh, which is critical at this point in the tournament. Give me Oscar Ott to push this one to at least a 5th set. He's going to win 2 of them here, +135.
And what time does this start, Mikey?
It's scheduled to start in about 90 minutes from now, but it could be 90 minutes. It could be 3 hours from now, depending on the match in front of it.
All right. Hashtag it pays to watch live. Do not get shut out. Mikey, thank you. Now, we understand that he lives a little different lifestyle than the rest of us, and he's got people that work for him, but he has taken the time out, and we're appreciative of that. So Calvin Wetzel, amid all of the madness going on at your estate this morning, I know you've got one very, very good pick for us today. What would that be, sir?
We're rolling with the over in LA versus Dallas, over 164.5. These two teams don't match up well with each other. The Wings backcourt can really fill it up. The Sparks don't have a great defensive backcourt. They only have one really good perimeter defender in Brittany Sykes. Same token on the other side. Sparks love to pound it inside. Wings front court is not great at defending the interior. I think that's why both of the first two matchups went over the total. Both of them closed at 169.5. First one was 184. Second one was 174. I think we're getting a lower line in this one because since that second matchup, the Wings have hit 4 straight unders. Their offense has really been struggling, but they've been without 2 key pieces in the starting lineup, Satu Sabli and Alicia Gray, both probable to come back tonight. I think they will. If you want to wait to place this bet until that's confirmed, that's fine. But I think they'll both be back in the lineup tonight, and we'll see this game once again fly over the total. I would project this to hit 170 once again for the 3rd time this season.
Damn, we're getting about 7 points of value there, according to Calvin Wetzel. By the way, Calvin, don't mute yourself yet. Apparently, there's people in the chat that think you have multiple personalities because you're wearing a Cubs shirt, but yet you have the Cardinals in the background. Explain your fandom.
This is not the Cardinals. This is the Illinois State Redbirds. I don't know if you can read this right here. The logo right here probably looks like the Cardinals, but this is my local college team about 5 minutes down the road, Illinois State Redbirds. I would never root for the Cardinals.
Oh, boom! He says, I would never do that. Not in a million years would I root for those damn Cardinals.
Calvin looks like a professor of basketball at Illinois State, just with the office there, the books in the background. I could see students coming in for some, you know, consultation on over-unders.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if there was actually the first professor of betting for Northwestern? That would be like the coolest thing ever. I can see Mikey getting hired for that. Mike, you'd be a great professor. You really, really would. All right. Now, Chad in the chat says, almost time to poach with Coach. Hashtag embrace the streak. Well, as many of you know, me and the maestro are as close as it could possibly get professionally. But there is one thing that we fundamentally disagree on, and that is the fact that I never, ever keep track of my record. I just put my head down. And I just go day after day after day. But if I were to keep my record, it might look something like 28-7-1 currently. I'm not a math major, but that is 80% clip. So here we go. 2 big plays today, and they're very, very random. Very random. Rangers, Mets, over 8.5. You just heard what Mikey said. When I heard that, my ears just went up with the hitting conditions. Up, up, up. So we'll go over 8.5, -125. Then, Orioles and Twins, the Minnesota Twins, have been an absolute over machine. And you got these two pitchers on the mound tonight. Let me look at my notes. Spencer Watkins, blah. Joe Ryan, ERA north of 5. I almost played the first 5 over as well. Didn't, because I think there might be a little bit of a slow start, but I didn't mind it. So those are my two big plays today. Now, for any of you that are brand new to the show, and this is the time of year where people are trying out new shows. So I know there's a lot of you out there that are brand new. For those of you who are not, help those people, because we do a lot of things here that matter. But it's all about knowing what's coming. The one thing that never changes is the fact that the final spot on the show belongs to our man who was here day one. He's our leader. He's our heartbeat. Maestro, what do you got for us today? The floor, sir, is yours.
Okay, this is a tough travel spot for the Yankees, playing one game in Houston, now in Cleveland, but I think they're going to get it done against Savali. I mean, 7.84 ERA before he went on the injured list for a month, and he's come back and he hasn't been great. 9 innings, 5 runs, 13 hits allowed. You have the Yankees, who average 5 runs a game, the most in the AL, coming off a very sluggish 2-1 loss, a very sluggish offensive performance. I love them to bounce back. I've looked at the matchups in terms of, LeMahieu 4-for-10, Torres 4-for-9, Judge 3-for-10, Rizzo 3-for-7. These guys have hit him bad. They blasted him back in April for 6 runs in 3 innings. The team total 4.5. As Mikey says, we get 9 for sure at bats because we're on the road, and I laid -130.
You're damn right you did, and I laid it with you. I already played this morning. I don't wait for it to go up to 5. A couple people in the chat said that our team totals, as soon as we gave them out, boom, went right up to 4.5. It happens. This is the show of record. I say it all the time. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. A couple of you in the chat are saying, Coach, we'd love to see that elusive notepad. Nope. You don't get to see our notes. Secret sauce. Mikey, he's on a big Wimbledon play today. And as you know, you never know when these matches are going to start. So get it in right now. Then Calvin Wetzel, one big play from the WNBA tonight. Sparks Wings, we're going to over 164.5. He says it should be over 170. I love that amount of value. Then the Maestro on one play today. Yankees team total over 4.5. You heard all the reasons. And then if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do it with these two games. Rangers, Mets over. Orioles, Twins over. Then from Sportsline, easy for me to say, Brewers team total, Blue Jays, and many of you have said it's already gone up to 4.5, so the juice should come way down if you prefer it. I personally don't mind it at 4.5, but you play it for what you will. Now, there's a little bit of controversy going on this morning. Jeweler, show your face. Show your face. So, I'm sure you saw Jeweler because you see everything. Somebody in the chat said if AB was producing on the ones and the twos this morning, that there'd just be green check marks automatically next to his picks because he's that good. They're not saying that about you. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, maybe that's fair because I'm looking at the Irish Open right now, and our boy Seamus Power, who fell one stroke short of a top 20 finish last week, is absolutely lighting it up over there. So a little triggered there, which is why we're going to go back to the well with some golf picks today for the gym. +150, going to take Emiliano Grillo over Maverick McNealy and Brandon Hagee. Grillo looked the most complete throughout the bag. We're going to fade Maverick McNealy. He gained 3.5 strokes putting yesterday while losing 2.4 tee to green. That's never a good sign. Hagee was a similar story, only gaining with the putter and around the green. He was pretty much neutral tee to green. So we're going to take +150 Emiliano Grillo over Maverick McNealy and Brandon Hagee. John Deere Classic PGA Tour.
John Golden says, speak softly, but carry a big stick. The Jeweler. I like that. I might steal that because people have no idea, Jeweler, how powerful you are behind the scenes. Like, nobody messes with you ever. Do you feel like you walk around? You're all of 130, probably 140, but you walk around with a big stick.
Pre-COVID, maybe I was like 130, but we've packed the pounds on since then. I'm wearing the all black aggressive outfit, like Phil says, teams that wear all black, they get more penalties. So, we're aggressive behind the scenes, even on a holiday weekend.
Fair enough. It is a holiday weekend. Damn it. I completely forgot. By the way, I will be gone tomorrow all next week, but you never know when I'll be popping in with a play or two. But we only get 1 week off, and it's in the summertime, so I got to take it. I got to take it. All right, Jeweler, thank you very much. Now, you see all that. Don't forget, in your feed right now, UFC 276 full episode, me, Andrew Gambas, and, of course, a special appearance from our man, Prop Stars. And he knows a lot about MMA, too. The man can do it all. Don't forget, tonight, PFL on ESPN Plus, me, my boy Ian Parker, we do all the betting for them. I'll have a couple of picks in Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time for PFL tonight. So you want to tune in for that. But in the meantime, I can tell you there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets direct to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. M-Square, Maestro, Calvin Wetzel, taking the time. Love that, too. And, of course, the Jeweler on the ones and the twos and always running the brand. I am the coach. Tell all your friends every single day. You turn on those notifications, we will be here. Guaranteed. 30 games above 500. Early Edge. Good luck.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob? Well, all
right. Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year. You dig? Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.